He knows the game. Kennedy leaned back in her chair and crossed her legs. She looked at the far wall and said, more to herself than to Rapp, "This man is a cleric."
"Irene, he's a radical thug who's perverting the Quran for his own sadistic needs. He raises money for terrorist groups. He recruits young impressionable kids to become suicide bombers. And he's doing it right in our own backyard."
"And that's another problem, Mitch. Just how do you think the Canadians are going to react to this?"
"Publicly, I'm sure some of them will be upset. But privately, they'll want to give us a medal."
Kennedy studied him. With a resigned tone, she asked, "How are you going to do it?"
"Coleman's team has been in place for 6 days watching him. Khalil operates like clockwork. No real security to worry about. We've got a lot of options."
Coleman was Scott Coleman, a former Navy SEAL whose history with Rapp went back a decade and a half. Kennedy began nodding her head slowly. "All right. Number one rule, Mitch. Don't get caught. And if you can come up with a way for him to never be found, it might help."
"Understood." Rapp reached down and grabbed the file. "Anything else?"
She shook her head. "You have my consent. Make it happen, and call me as soon as you can."